qiyamah that outweighs la ilaha illallah. If the heavens and the earth all in one side of the scale and la ilaha illallah in another side of the scale, it will outweigh the heavens and the earth. In the Musnad, the book of, by Ahmad, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, it is narrated that Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَّ نُوحًا قَالَ لِبْنِهِ عِنْدَ مَوْتِهِ, that Nuh told his son when he was dying, أَمُرُكَ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I command you to live by لا إله إلا الله. فإن السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع كن في حلقة مبهمة قصمتهن لا إله إلا الله. For the heavens, the seven heavens, and the seven earths were in one ring. Okay, that is mysterious, but لا إله إلا الله came and made them like they are nothing in weight. In the same Musnad, the book of Ahmad رضي الله عنه, he said that Abdullah ibn Umar, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that Musa عليه السلام said, يا رب علمني شيئا أذكرك به وأدعوك به. Oh my Lord, teach me something I remember you with and I call you with. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, يا موسى, oh Musa, قل لا إله إلا الله. Say there is no deity but Allah. لا إله إلا الله. Musa said, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, كُلُّ عِبَادِكَ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا, all your servants say this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated and said, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, say, O Musa, there is no deity but Allah, لا إله إلا الله. فَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْ, there is no deity but you, إِنَّمَا أُرِيدُ شَيْئًا تَخُصَّنِي بِهِ, I want something that I want to see special that I say. Not everybody else, only I say it for you. You know, Musa alayhi salam, in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants something special. And Allah said it twice, exalted is he subhanahu wa ta'ala, say la ilaha illallah. Then the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Musa, O Musa, لو أن السماوات السبع, if the heavens that are seven, okay, والأرضين السبع, and the earth, are in one side of the scale, and la ilaha illallah in another side of the scale, la ilaha illallah will outweigh. This is in Imam Ahmad Muslim. Listen to this hadith of the scroll. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah sayukhallisu rajulan min ummati, Allah will bring out a man from my ummah, okay, that is, Allah will take out a man from the crowding, you know, the mihshar, out of the mihshar, the land where everybody will come out of the grave, stand, you know, in ranks, you know, all the people are standing waiting for the hijab, Allah will take one out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread out for this one person 99 scrolls, you know, suhuf. Each scroll will be as far as the eye could see. Okay? This is the record of this person, this man. Could be you, could be me, could be anyone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, my servant, talking to this servant, do you deny any of these records? You know, the person would look 99. Each one is as far as the eye could see, and he could read everything that he did in his life. What a tremendous situation. And everybody is watching, and this person is Allah talking to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you deny anything? And you know, he cannot deny anything. It's all truth. Everything in those 99 scrolls. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَظَلَمُكَ أَظَلَمُكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَاذِبُونَ, did my angels who were writing oppress you? Did they commit injustice against you? Then he will say, no, no, my Lord, no. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَفَلَكَ عُذْرِ, do you have an excuse? You want to at least tell me some excuses why you did that? Look at the generosity and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will say, no, no, my Lord, I have no excuse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلَا, yes indeed, إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَا, you do have one حَسَنَا with us. فَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمِ, there is no injustice today. لا إله إلا الله يا ناس, لا إله إلا الله. فَتَخْرُجُ بِطَاقَةٍ, then a card, what looks like a card will come out. It says on it, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, bring the weight of your deed. Everything the person did will go in one scale, one side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this card go on the other side of the scale. It will go down and all the bad deeds will be erased and gone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person and enter him into the paradise. Nothing is as heavy in the scale of your deeds and my deeds and anyone's deeds is heavier than la ilaha illallah. In At-Tirmidhi, Abdullah ibn Umar narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا إله إلا الله ليس لها دون الله حجاب. لا إله إلا الله does not have between it. Please think with me. When you say لا إله إلا الله, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is no barrier between it and Allah. سبحان الله حتى تصل إليه. Until this لا إله إلا الله will reach Allah. Can you imagine with me? You say لا إله إلا الله, this لا إله إلا الله will leave your tongue and mouth and goes all the way to Allah and nothing stops it. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما قال عبد, no servant of Allah would say لا إله إلا الله مخلصا, لا إله إلا الله sincerely, إلا فتحت له أبواب السماء, except that all the gates of the heavens will open, حتى تفضي إلى العرش, until it goes all the way to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مجتنبت الكبائر, as long as the great sins are not committed. You know, if somebody commits a great sin, you know, dishonoring towards the parents, fornication, adultery, killing, all that, then his la ilaha illallah will not be affected, you see. Unless repentance is done and correctness is made. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said, ما من شيء إلا بينه وبين الله حجاب إلا قول لا إله إلا الله. There is nothing that happens at all except that there is a barrier of some sort between it and Allah, except لا إله إلا الله. Then listen to this, listen to this. He said, even your lips do not block لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. The mouth is open. Even the lips do not block it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Umama said, one of the Tabi'een said, ما من عبد, no servant of Allah, يهلل تهليلا, would say لا إله إلا الله, فينهيها شيء دون العرش. And at the same time, nothing will come and stop it. It will go directly to the throne of Allah. وهي التي ينظر الله إلى قائلها ويجيب دعاه. When you say لا إله إلا الله, Allah will look at you. When you make dua, Allah will give you the answer to your dua. Subhanallah. In the book of Al-Yawm wal-Layla, The Day and the Night by An-Nisa'i, two men came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and heard him say, من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. Whoever says there is no deity but Allah alone with no partner, له الملك وله الحمد, to him is the dominion and to him is the praise, وهو على كل شيء قدير, and he has power over all things, مخلصا بها روحه, okay, he is sincere with it, مصدقا به قلبه ولسانه, and he is believing in it with tongue and heart, إلا فتق الله له السماء, except that Allah will open or split a thunder for him the heavens. حتى ينظر إلى قائلها. Then Allah will look at the one who said it, who said لا إله إلا الله, من أهل الأرض, from the people of the earth. وحق لعبد نظر الله إليه أن يعطيه سؤله. So anyone whom Allah will look at, Allah will give answer to his prayer, supplication. In An-Nisa'i and Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban, Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه said that, and Abi Sa'id, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا قال العبد, if the servant of Allah says, لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. There is no deity but Allah and Allah is great. صدقه ربه. Allah will say it after him. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will testify that this guy is telling the truth. Subhanallah. Allah is doing that for his own self in honor to this servant of Allah who said it. يعني it's a great matter, ya brother of Islam. We are talking about something that will wallahi move mountains, shake mountains. Wallahi. Then he would say, لا إله إلا أنا وأنا أكبر. There is no deity but I, and I am the great. وإذا قال, and if he said, لا إله إلا الله وحده. There is no deity but Allah alone. Allah will say, لا إله إلا أنا وحدي. There is no deity but I alone. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And if he says, there is no deity but Allah alone with no partner. Allah will say, لا إله إلا أنا وحدي لا شريك لي. There is no deity but I alone without any partner. وإذا قال أن he says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد. And if he says there is no deity but Allah alone with no partner, to him is the kingdom, to him is the praise, then Allah will say لا إله إلا أنا. There is no deity but I. لي الملك, to me is the kingdom, ولي الحمد, to me is the praise. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله, and if he says there is no deity but Allah, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, and there is no ability nor power except with Allah, قال الله, Allah will say لا إله إلا أنا. There is no deity but I, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بي, and there is no ability nor power except with me. سبحان الله. Who are we? Who is this nobody creation that is tiny? You look from the face of this earth, it's a little sphere, and if you can hardly see those little humans on this earth. Who is this person? Who is this person that would deserve what Allah to look at and repeat after him? It is not the person, it is La ilaha illallah that would raise you up and give you this great stature. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, whoever said La ilaha illallah while ill, while sick and died, the fire will not touch him. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the most beloved word to Allah is La ilaha illallah. It is the work, it's the cause for all the work to multiply. It equals freeing slaves. And it is protection from shaitan. In the hadith, in the Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا إله إلا الله لا شريك وحده لا شريك له. There's no deity but Allah alone with no partner. له الملك وله الحمد. To him is the kingdom and dominion and the praise. وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he has power over all things. Whoever said that 100 times, كانت له عدل عشر رقاب. As if he freed 10 slaves. وكتب له 100 حسنة. And 100 حسنة is written for him. ومسحي عنه 100 سيئة. And 100 sins are erased from his record. وكانت له حرزا من الشيطان. And to him it will be a protection from شيطان on that day until the evening falls. ولم يأتي أحد بأفضل مما جاء به. And no one would have brought anything better than what this person has brought forth except someone who said it was. In a Tirmidhi, Ibn Umar said, whoever entered the carriage, the market, and said that, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميتها على كل شيء قدير. If he said يحيي ويميت, he will get 1 billion حسنة, 1,000,000,000 حسنة, and 1,000,000,000 سيئة will be erased from his record, and 1,000,000,000 degree he will be raised. لا إله إلا الله will come with you in the grave. In the grave. In the Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no one of the people of لا إله إلا الله would have loneliness and sadness in the grave. They will not have loneliness and sadness in the Nihshar, in the day of the Nihshar. And they will get out of the grave and say, الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. La ilaha illallah, brothers in Islam, opens the 8 gates of paradise. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim, and Ubadah, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever said, I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, alone with no partner, and that Muhammad is his messenger and prophet, and that Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, is the word of Allah that was instilled into Maryam alayhi salam, and that the paradise is truth, and that the hellfire is truth, and that Allah resurrects those who are in the grave, the eighth gate of paradise will be open for him or her to enter from whichever one they please. In finality, or in the end, whoever says La ilaha illallah, even if he or she are overpowered by their own sins and, let's say, sinful life in this dunya, if they said La ilaha illallah correctly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them out of the hellfire, which we will serve him, will eventually take them out and put them into the paradise. There are people from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will enter into the hellfire. And those people, their sinful life had overpowered their life in dunya. And with the mercy, with the intercession, with all that, still they deserve to enter into the hellfire. As such, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that some of the people of the Lat and the Uzza, remember the Lat and the Uzza, some people, kuffar of Quraysh, used to worship a god called Lat and a god called Uzza. They will be in the hellfire too. When they see the people who of La ilaha illallah enter into the hellfire, they will say, see, what did La ilaha illallah do to you? In the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry because La ilaha illallah does have an effect. As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become angry and will take them out of the hellfire in front of the people of the Lat and the Uzza and enter them into the paradise. Brothers in Islam, despite the fact that there was a lot of perspiration here and the hot light on me like I'm roasting under a heat lamp, and despite the fact that it is late, we understand the sacrifice that you all made. We really do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there was some benefit in what you heard today. Namely that to go out, to go back tonight with the feeling and the knowledge of the greatness of La ilaha illallah and the understanding of the Tawheed. Abu Sulaiman, one of the successors, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call me out and put me into the hellfire, because I am stingy, he says, because I was stingy in giving, in worship, in applying, you know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala myself, I will call him with his generosity. Because Allah is generous. And if he calls me with my sins, for my sins, what, you know, you did sins, put you in the hellfire, I will call upon him or on him with his forgiveness and pardon. And if he admitted me into the hellfire, I will tell the people in the hellfire that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah does that. Some of the people who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the successor used to cry all night and said, oh Allah, if you torture me, I am loving to you. And if you are merciful on me, I am loving to you. Those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of La ilaha illallah, they know that the worst thing that could happen to them is to not feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah will move you and shift you from the normal mediocre life, materialistic life, into living in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. And when you die, your total pleasure is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of the paradise in a hadith, after they are given so much pleasure, then they will be asked, you know, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you pleased? Are you satisfied? They'll say, how can we not be satisfied, O Allah, with all the things you have given us? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to you, I have a promise that I will lift my wrath of you and I'll always be pleased with you. And then they are promised there is something greater, and they'll say, how can we have anything better than what we are in? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift the hijab, the shield, and then they will all be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that they will know that there is nothing as pleasurable as looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers in Islam, try today, inshallah, from now on, promise, and I promise myself, inshallah, to live by La ilaha illallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If there are any comments or questions, please come forward with them. Very good point. What is the difference between La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah? La ilaha illallah is the main eternal message of all the messengers. Muhammad Rasulullah is part of Islam. If you don't say Muhammad Rasulullah, you're not a Muslim. La ilaha illallah is the basic creed of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained. But also Muhammad Rasulullah, when you add it, you become a Muslim. Al-Shahadatain is the first article of Islam. If you only say La ilaha illallah and don't say Muhammad Rasulullah, you're not a Muslim. Absolutely. But today's subject is only La ilaha illallah. Jazakallah khair. But as a Muslim, you should say both and you should believe in both. When you say Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah, there is no deity but Allah in the three forms: Rububiyya, Uluhiyya, and names and attributes. Your whole life is dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe He is the Lord, you believe He is the Divine, and you believe in His attributes. Muhammad Rasulullah makes you a Muslim that your whole life will be exemplified by following the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the leader in your life. He is the guide in your life. He is the example and the role model in your life. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Could you please talk louder? Yes. Yes, brother. Yani, when it's the reason why they were created, Allah created the people and the jinn and all the creation is to worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created the jinn and the ins but to worship Me. And what is the total, the center of the worship in your life? Is to admit and to believe and to have conviction about that there is no deity but Allah in your life. No God except Allah in your life. Yes. Not as a word, brother. The whole concept of a creed, of the dogma, if you will, of the faith, if there is no God but Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates whomever He will. You agree? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates every day. We don't even know what He creates. Right? And Allah said it in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. ما أريد منهم رزق ولا أريد أن يطعمون. I created the jinn and the ants only to worship Me. I do not want sustenance from them. I do not want them to feed Me. That's what Allah said. What is the core of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is La ilaha illallah. But unless I'm misunderstanding your question, please come forward and explain it more if you want. Did I misunderstand the question? Yes, I read that too, yes.
And the experiment that you are in the actually there is some logical experiment
when you say Allah, where you are lying, you are actually telling of the years, and now that you actually, if I remember correctly, the word Allah, the Al, does something with the respiratory system, and ha makes the heart and the lungs come together, or something like this. So it's the respiratory system which is responsible for relaxation. Subhanallah. At the same time, they did experiments with the Quran itself. There was an experiment where they had the text of the Quran spoken to people who did not understand Arabic, and they were not Muslims. And also another text just from a book. It was also recited, but in the same way you recite Quran. Yeah, you read like a story, an article in the newspaper, but see it like you're making tajweed. The people who heard the article in the newspaper, they became hyper. But the people who heard the Quran, they were very relaxed. And they don't know Arabic, they don't know this is Quran, they don't know this is newspaper. So, subhanAllah. الَّذِينَ اطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those whose hearts are comforted by the remembrance, hearing of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ اطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Indeed, verily, by the remembrance of Allah, the mentioning of Allah, the hearts are comforted. Yes, طبعاً. True. Yes. Rely. Yes.
How can that be
I was having a chat. Actually, I was hoping that we picked up from this talk tonight that only saying La ilaha illallah means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. The saying of La ilaha illallah with conviction, with belief, while knowing in your heart and belief and mind the oneness of Allah in lordship, the oneness of Allah in divinity, and the oneness of Allah in His greatness, in His names and attributes, and it reflects and it translates into your daily actions and daily sayings, that the La ilaha illallah that will stand in front of you and outweighs the heavens and the earth, and pushes away sins for you, and opens the eight gates of paradise for you, and be your companion in the grave and on the day of Mahshar, and take your hand on the bridge of Sirat. This La ilaha illallah. You tell me if somebody says La ilaha illallah and goes commit zina, la samahallah, or goes and deals with riba, what did La ilaha illallah have in his life? Nothing. Nothing. Ya akhi, huquq al-ibad, the rights of the people. The rights of the people have priority over the rights of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, but He will not forgive on behalf of somebody whom you hurt. On the day of Qiyamah, as I heard Umar Abdul Kafi, one of the sheikhs who had a series called Ad-Dar al-Akhirah, Egyptian scholar, he said that hadith is sahih, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring two people. One oppressed the other, one took the rights from the other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, are you going to forgive your brother? He will say, no. So he took whatever from me in the dunya, I do not forgive him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, take from his hasanat, the one who oppressed, and give it to him, to you. Then all his hasanat will be taken and given to this one who receives injustice in the dunya. It's not enough. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, are you pleased? He said, no. I still need more. And his scale is not fair yet. Injustice is not served yet. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his sin and dump it on the person who oppressed him in the dunya. Still not okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you pleased? He says, no, O Allah. Just to cut this little bit short here and say, that the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith that whoever oppressed or practiced injustice by the magnitude of one daniq, that is the equivalent of 10 halala or 15 halala, Allah will remove the reward of 700 written prayers from the person on the day of the Qiyamah. So if we're talking about what? $1,000, that the whole life and 10 lives after that of regular prayer, all the rewards will be removed. That is the right of the Akhirah and the dunya in comparison, when somebody takes the right of somebody. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, are you pleased? He said, no, O Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not say, no, you have to forgive, okay, take him. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's something that's called, ya akhi, absolute justice, ultimate justice. That justice is not, has no equivalent. This man has to forgive because it's his right. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, look behind you, my servant. Then he will look behind him. He will see the domes and minarets of palaces, of gold and silver, diamonds, something that the Prophet ﷺ said that the eye never saw before. So this man gets so excited. He says, to whom is this, O Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, to whoever gives the price. Then the man will say, and what is the price? He's excited. He says, the price is forgiving your brother. Then he will say, I forgive. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, take the hand of your brother to the Jannah, to the paradise. But see, the point is, Allahumma may Allah make us with those. Yani, the point is, my respected brother, is that the right حقوق العباد is very important. You know, the shaheed will not enter into paradise. Can you believe that? Unless his death is paid. The only thing that will stop a shaheed from entering into paradise is if death is not paid. That's why I want to take advantage of this and say, my respected brother, if any one of you, if a Muslim yani, owed you money and say he died or he didn't die, whatever, forgive, say may Allah forgive, and you did not get your money back, forgive because Allah will forgive you based on that. And maybe if he's dead, he will get rich somehow. And then you will get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. That's very critical point. Your attitude with them is the same attitude as if they are sincere. Simply because we only care about al-madhar, al-zahir. We only care about the appearance. Remember the Prophet ﷺ, when Zayd, Usama ibn Zayd, and also when Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhuma, both killed a man last minute. La ilaha, they killed. You know, they were fighting a kafir. Last second, la ilaha illallah, and he killed him. So he came to the Prophet ﷺ, he told him what he did. The Prophet ﷺ got upset, he said, what are you going to do with la ilaha illallah? He kept saying, what are you going to do with la ilaha illallah? See the greatness of la ilaha illallah? He said, but he said it because he was afraid of death. The Prophet ﷺ kept saying, what are you going to do with la ilaha illallah? Then he said, I wish I was not a Muslim except that time. I became a Muslim only then because he said it so many times. Ya akhi, you are not a judge. I am not a judge. يعني نحن لسنا قضاء ولا حكام. نأخذ بالظاهر فقط. If somebody says لا إله إلا الله, من قال لا إله إلا الله خلاص. يعني سواء كذب سواء صدق بتوينه من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Actually, I think it's the Imam that said that, Ibn al-Qayyim and Ibn al-Jawzi, associating with people who commit bid'ah. But yes, if you know somebody is committing a bid'ah and it's obvious, you should not associate with them, you should advise them for sure. But do not يعني, treat them as enemies unless and until you know that they're not listening, خلاص, then you can get away from them so they won't hurt you with their bid'ah, yes. Yes, but your attitude, brother, should be, as the attitude of all of us, should be one that we always have hope in people that they will have hidayah or guidance, you know, even the last moment before they die. Subhanallah. Yeah, but the bid'ah is very dangerous. Yani how many people yani live in bid'ah every day? Okay, but the Prophet ﷺ said, and every innovation, every matter that is made up by man, every matter that is made up and said to be from religion, okay, is innovation, bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَ. And every innovation is misguided. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. The end result is the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The Prophet Allah SWT said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ no, I'm talking about إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive one who associates partner with him, but Allah will forgive anything below that. You know, the scholars would say, if you repent from shirk, halal. But if you died on shirk, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, then there's no hope in Jannah, halal. Yes, brother of course. Yes. Actually, the generosity of Allah, that if one commits a sin and sincerely repents, sincerely, and commits again and sincerely repents, if he did it all his life, but sincerely, Allah will still forgive. In the hadith, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the servant would commit a sin. Then would say, oh Allah, forgive my sin, and because you are the only one who forgives. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to the angel, and will say, my servant so and so, he admits that he committed a sin and he asks for forgiveness and he knows I'm the only one who forgives a sin. I make you witness that I forgive him. Then he comes back to it. The Prophet ﷺ said, then he comes back to it. Now remember, he repented sincerely. Yani he really came back to Allah in sincerity. Then he fell again in the same sense. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then will do the same thing. Oh Allah, forgive me, I made a mistake. You are the only one who forgives, and Allah will do the same. And say, my servant committed a sin and he knows that I am the only one who forgives. I make him witness, I forgive him. To the extent, the end of the hadith, he does it again and he comes back sincerely again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I make him witness that I forgive him, and my servant could do anything he wants and I will forgive him. Ya akhi, subhanAllah, the generosity of Allah. The generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you commit a sin and repented and you are forgiven, you commit it again, Allah does not go back to the first. Khalas. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, okay, since you came back, forget about that first. No. Allah is generous. Subhanallah. Praise be to Him. Al-Kareem. Jazakallah. I am feeling kind of bad because I kept you for so long, but alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. Jazakumullah. Again, I'm sorry about too much sweating. These lights are powerful, wallahi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Yusuf Abu Ghosh. I didn't even say my name, I'm sorry. Yusuf Abu Ghosh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, brother. You want to drink? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, but not, you cannot see. No. In the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a hijab. And Allah will bring the person, the angel will say, Abdullah, and he will know it's you. Because everybody will be named Abdullah, but he will know it's you. And then you are brought, and then there's hijab between you and Allah, and there's a, around you there's hijab. But you do not see Allah except in the area. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, after the people of paradise are living in paradise, in the Jannah, and they are enjoying the pleasure, they go to the market on the Friday, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, my servant, do you want more or something? I don't remember the hadith. And they will say, how can you give us more when you give us all these things? Allah Ta'ala then will lift the hijab. And then they will be looking at Allah Ta'ala and they will be just looking. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that they will not have any more pleasure, better pleasure than looking at Allah Ta'ala.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I would like to meet at with you.
I am, it's my pleasure. Allah Ta'ala, I don't have a car, but I give you.
You are working where?
Brother, I work in a civil engineer with Aiko through Aramco. Yes. Not with Aramco, but Kona Aramco. Aiko, yes. Civil engineer, I research and I gain lectures in America. I'm not a scholar.
I'm a professor in the University of Health.
MashaAllah.
I'm not a scholar.
Please, please.
I've just come here since you're from India.
Welcome.
Hardly 3 months back.
You know that in my life?
Yes.
I hugged him and embraced him in this house. In America.
We delivered some telephone
numbers. Yes,
yes, yes. Absolutely.
Email
and all that.
Absolutely. It's really a pleasure to. Allah. Very nice.
You explained all that.
Allah. I hope we can get some of your lecture today.
We'll get it. Yes.
It's embarrassing. It's all full of sweat and white in this way.